It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics Podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics. And today we are super excited to bring you an interview with a very special national champion, Sav Shanehair. Sav, of course, is a sixth-year transfer for LSU who has played such a big role in the success of this team, not only in terms of her gymnastics, but also her leadership. She's been so valuable to this LSU team, and she's here to talk about the whole NCAA championship experience with the Tigers, everything from her iconic fall on beam, the emotions of the entire day, and what it feels like to make history for LSU gymnastics by bringing home their very first NCAA title in program history. So we have a couple thoughts right at the beginning, some of the highlights from the whole weekend, and then we get right into the interview. So we hope you all enjoy. Well, that does it for the 2024 NCAA gymnastics season. NCAA championships wrapped up a couple days ago. I'm sure by now everybody is well aware of the outcome, but just in case you're not, LSU won its first ever NCAA title.
In program history, a very, very long time in the making.
Yes.
They finally got it done.
Such a special moment. And honestly, the team was on fire. I think that we all kind of knew deep down that it was going to be LSU's day. That was something that we had talked about in our little emergency episode that we put out once Oklahoma had not advanced.
Well, and it could have been anybody's day. I mean, these are four incredibly talented teams. I think there was just an energy and a momentum building in LSU's favor that I think we all could feel a little bit.
And I think in the end, it kind of unfolded once Oklahoma was out of it. It kind of unfolded how, I guess, how we expected it to. Like, I kind of figured it would come down to LSU and Cal.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, Utah was really hanging in there all the way until the last rotation.
Utah was actually leading going into the last rotation. And I give them credit because I knew that they were going to be good. I didn't maybe think that they were going to be leading going into the last rotation.
Well,
but they unfortunately had to end on vault.
The potential is always there, but that's just it. I mean, we talked about this. Utah has kind of struggled on vault this season. So with them going to vault, it's not the easiest event for them to end on. But I think LSU and Cal were just so on, really across the board.
Yeah. They had a more fully rounded performance.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Florida on beam and then Utah on vault both had a weaker point that kind of took them out of it. Mm-hmm.
But it was such an exciting competition. Honestly, one of the more exciting NCAA finals, I feel like, personally, I've watched in a while.
Yeah.
I was super, super invested in the outcome of this meet.
I felt nervous.
Yeah, so did I. Like, we didn't necessarily have, like, a certain outcome that we were necessarily rooting for in this. It was just kind of like, whatever happens, it happens.
My mindset was, may the best team win. And I, like I said, I knew all these teams on any given day, depending on what happens, could win. Mm-hmm. So it was really exciting. Like you said, I think we've had some pretty predictable championships in recent years. So it was really nice to
genuinely not know.
Yeah. Like go into a meet, really having it be kind of anyone's game and just having it be whoever's going to be the best on that day and everyone battles it out. It's really, as a fan, it's really, really fun to watch.
I don't know how you felt watching it, but I felt like you could see with every single one of these teams how badly they wanted it. And I wasn't sure if people were going to be more nervous coming in knowing that the door was wide open. And, you know, for a couple of these teams like LSU and Cal, they've never won a national title before. Utah hasn't won since 1985. Florida hasn't won since 2015. So for all of these teams, it's going to be an exciting moment no matter what, because either history is going to be made or it's going to be the first national title in quite a while.
It's going to feel like the first time for every single one of those athletes, because it is.
Yeah. So I wasn't really sure how or if that would affect any of these teams, but it really didn't seem to. I think everyone was pretty like calm, cool, and collected. And
yeah.
everyone went out there really, really fighting for it. And it made for a really exciting competition to watch. So,
and I think seeing a team win for the first time in program history is so, so special. And I think it's so good for the sport, the growth of the sport. One, it generates interest because you tune in on ABC and you see this really intense back and forth battle. And that's just exciting in and of itself. But I also think for other teams to see that it is possible to break through. So often, I mean, we do it all the time in this podcast. We're like, oh, you, you know, you think that there's a certain outcome that's almost guaranteed. I mean, nothing is ever guaranteed, but right. you know what I mean?
Not in
like,
the
we
sport.
We all kind of had that mindset of like, you know, in the past several years, it's, you know, kind of Oklahoma's to lose. And I think to see a team like LSU finally break through and
they really said, nah, y'all are on.
It shows you that it's possible and that anything could happen. Like you say in the interview, Ash, you can't take anything for granted as an athlete or as a fan. And I think that there's something about that that's so special. And I think it's going to send a spark of inspiration and motivation to every single team that watched that final, because it was LSU this year, but who's to say that it couldn't be your team next year? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? LSU is a team that last year had all these injuries and so much they had to overcome, and they've battled their way to the Final Four. And if you would have told me that 365 days later that they would be national champions, like, it's absolutely wild.
Pretty
so
cool.
So it goes cool. to show you what a difference a year can make. And
always believe.
Yes. That is an amazing, amazing takeaway, I think, for everybody from this competition. And just so cool to be able to witness history for LSU finally. I think it's been a long time coming. And also, speaking of things that I think nobody thought was possible at one point in the season, I have to give a shout out to Stanford, who started the season ranked 52nd in the nation after a really, really rough week one performance, who finished the season ranked 5th ahead of Oklahoma.
Period.
Tell me if you had that on your bracket, because I know you didn't. And again, I think it just goes to show you that anything is possible. I just had to give Stanford a shout out for that, because it's absolutely iconic that they were able to finish the season in 5th, and they worked so hard this season and have such an incredibly talented team. And I feel like it was beautiful to see them kind of, I'm wanting to use the word bloom at just the right moment when they needed to.
Oh, absolutely. Blossom at the right time.
Blossom. That's what I'm saying. I knew there was a word that I was struggling to come up with. Blossom, bloom, tomato, tomato, same thing. Stanford, you're amazing, and we're very, very happy for you and proud of you. And also, Cal, didn't mention that when we were like doing our spiel. They also made history by finishing 2nd for the first time in program history. The highest they had previously been was, I think, 7th off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I should have 100% fact checked that. But yeah, to finish 2nd is just a testament to how much this program has grown in recent years.
Yeah, I got to give it to Justin and Liz Crandall-Howell for the work that they've put in. In 12 seasons, they brought Cal from 50th nationally to 2nd.
So one of the best glow-ups that we've seen. It's one of the best glow-ups of this generation of gymnastics. So yeah, they were super, super thrilled with 2nd place. History for them, a beautiful moment, and cannot wait to see what this team does in the future, because I also think that they're a team that is very much capable of winning a national title. They are also building towards something really, really special. So this team has it in them, and I'm really excited for next season.
Maybe the next best team that hasn't won a national championship.
We'll see. I think so. I think they're definitely building towards that. So
also want to shout out the individual event winners. Haley Bryant from LSU won the all-around title. Very, very fitting to cap off her season. I mean, I guess it didn't quite cap it off because she's had the team competition the following day.
And she also, before that, had won the AAI award. So Haley Bryant doing Haley Bryant things, no big deal. An absolute legend.
Anna Roberts from Stanford won the vault title.
Absolutely beautiful Stokyarchenko 1.5, clutch. And she's somebody who didn't compete for majority of the season because she was out with an injury. Mm-hmm. So again, with Stanford coming in when they need to, absolutely iconic.
They know how to peak at the right time for sure. And even bars, there was a tie between Leanne Wan and none other than Audrey Davis. Audrey Davis also won a share of the beam title with her teammate Faith Torres.
And she did that from the leadoff spot on beam. She's Oklahoma's beam leadoff, so...
But not shocking, because she's so technically perfect that
she does the same routine week in and week out.
Yeah, she could quite literally get a 10 in the leadoff spot. And in fact, she probably should have by now. She's that good on beam in the leadoff spot. And then Floor, Aaliyah Finnegan, won the Floor title. And you'll hear us say it in the interview, but that was the best Floor routine that I think I've ever seen Aaliyah Finnegan do. So very, very deserved. And a great weekend for the Tigers, no doubt.
So we are super excited to bring you our conversation with LSU sixth-year gymnast Savannah Shane here to recap the incredible weekend, the history that was made, and all of the memories and highlights from LSU's first ever national championship.
And this is also super special and like a full circle moment for us, because when Sav announced that she was transferring from Florida to LSU, we had her on the show like pretty much right away. Like I'm pretty sure the next day we had her on. So to interview her right at the beginning of her LSU career, her LSU journey, to kind of the end of it, and you know, her now having a national title, it's just so special. And you'll hear in the interview, she gets emotional talking about what it means to her to win a national title, and it really just kind of pulls at your heartstrings. So we hope you all enjoy our interview with Savannah Shane here. Well, congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
Do you have a little trophy that they give you?
I do. Let me get it.
Can we see it?
Yes.
Okay, Natty Champ.
Oh my God, I literally love it. I literally like, I can't stop staring at it. I'm obsessed with it.
I know. You're probably looking at it like, oh my God, that actually happened.
No, literally. I wake up every day and I just start tearing up. I'm like, I cannot believe that. It's so real.
So what have the last 72 hours of your life been like?
I think they've genuinely been the craziest 72 hours like of my life. Like, oh my gosh, I can't even put into words all of the emotions I've been feeling. It's been, oh my gosh, like every positive emotion in the dictionary is like what I'm feeling. It's incredible.
Have you been able to like focus at all or do anything besides think about that moment? Like, have you accomplished anything in the last 3 days, or have you just been like reminiscing?
Absolutely nothing. I laid in bed until like 5 p.m. the day that we got back, or Monday. Honestly, I don't even know what day it is. Like, I'm just...
It's Tuesday.
I'm stuck on Saturday with the confetti and the trophy.
Yeah, as you should, though. As you should.
Right.
You worked your whole life for that moment, so soak it in.
Exactly. Yeah, I laid in bed, I think, like, all day Monday, and I, like, finally got up, and I was like, is this what retirement is like? Like, do I just... Like, I don't have a job yet.
Like, now what?
My school, like, for the week. What is there to do? I was like, I guess I'll do a load of laundry.
Funny. Have you had a chance to go back and watch the meet yet?
Yes. We actually watched it the day that we got back on Sunday. A few of us stayed at the gym and watched it on the big screen there.
So what was it like for you to watch it back?
It was kind of weird because when we were competing, we talked about this all season long. We felt like we were the only team on the floor. Like, we forgot other people were competing against us. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, at some points, you'll, like, look up at and see the score and, like, be like, oh, yeah, we're, like, competing right now. But we were, like, so in our zone on Saturday that it felt like it was just us. And then when we were rewatching it, I was like, oh, yeah, like, there was other routines happening. I'm like, what happened? Like, when did that happen? I'm like, wait, that happened? I'm like, what? I'm like, she's standing full on beam. What the heck? Like, all of this stuff.
The things that you miss. Literally. But I feel like even for the fans, it's the same way. Because when you're watching live, our eyes are like split between, now it's two routines. It used to be four, but two routines. And then it's like, you end up missing so much. I'm trying to pay attention to the scores and then who's going. And it's...
Yeah, I also missed Gabby Prea standing full. Like, I didn't realize it until I saw it on Twitter later. I was like, oh, she did that in her routine. Like, I must have been watching whatever else was happening.
No, literally. It's actually insane. No, but it was so bittersweet to watch it back and to just like see it all happen again. Oh my gosh, especially watching Beam back. Wild.
Yeah. We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there in a second.
We'll get there.
First, let's go back in the days leading up to leaving for NCAAs. What was the vibe like for the team? Was there like excitement? Was there nervousness? Like, what was the team's vibe? Because even you work all season for this moment and then it's like, it's finally here.
Right. I honestly can't speak for everyone's like how they felt themselves, but like the vibe that I got from everybody and like what everyone communicated was like no nervousness. Like, everyone was so casual. We like have thrown that word around a lot, just like so much normalcy. We even said competing at the national championship. Like, when we went to bars on Saturday, Kaya was like, it feels like we're just in an inner squad at practice right now. And I was like, but we're actually like competing at the national championship. And like, we all, I think, have just placed ourselves there mentally so many times leading up to that moment that when we got to that moment, it was like, we're ready for this. Like, we've mentally been preparing for this and we're just going to do us.
That's good, though, that you're like that calm and composed under that kind of pressure. And like, basically, you could go up in any circumstance and just feel like it's an inner squad. That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And we were even talking about it Sunday when we were rewatching the meet. I think Sierra had mentioned, like, were you guys like nervous? And we were like, honestly, no. Sometimes I would get like shaky for like other meets in the past or like at national championships in years before. I like would like feel myself get nervous. But this time I was just like, more just like trying to take it all in and like look around and like really try to remember every moment since it was my last. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really don't remember feeling any nerves, like more just like excitement and just like gratitude.
Did it change anything for you guys at all knowing that Oklahoma had been knocked out of it? And also tell me about that moment. I want to know, like, for you personally, when you found out, because like the whole gymnastics world was shook when Oklahoma got knocked out of it. Obviously, nobody expected that. But for you guys as a team, does that like affect your mindset at all? Does it make you nervous to know that that could happen to anybody? Or do you really just try not to think about it?
It was absolutely wild. I mean, obviously, no one on my team and no one in the world really expected what happened. But I mean, it does happen. We're all human and mistakes are bound to be made and no one could be perfect or close to perfect all the time. It's just unfortunate for them. And I feel for them that it happened at the national championship. But for us, like, yes, we were shocked, but it didn't change anything for us because we still knew that we had to go into Saturday and get a job done. And, you know, Jay even like pulled us aside and was like, hey, guys, like, yeah, like no one expected this, but it doesn't change anything. Like, we still go in and we do the same thing that we would have done if they were there. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about the other teams. This isn't an offense defense sport. We do our jobs and hopefully that job results in the way that we want it to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. You kind of just touched on this, but going into the meet, the finals, what was your mindset and the team's mindset? And then what did Jay say to you guys going into the meet?
He always just kind of reiterates the same messages about like 5 minutes in front of your face. We don't need to think about the result if we just stay present in every single moment and stay present with who's up on the event and stay present with the routine that you might be competing, the result will happen. The result is bound to become if you just do your normal. And so we weren't result oriented. We were very process oriented. And I think that we were kind of doing that all season, which attributes to a lot of our success, I think. But yeah, he kind of just kept reiterating that. And he also spreads the message, start fast, finish strong. And so we, you know, try to go start out on floor with a big bang and really set the tone for the meet and set the momentum for where we wanted to in the meet. And again, just stay present with every single moment.
How did you guys feel about your rotation order starting on floor, ending on beam? Did you guys like that? Or were you just like, we're going to make the best out of it?
We made the absolute best out of it. We've really, everyone on my team is like incredibly positive and optimistic and very adaptable. And no one is like, oh shoot, like we have to start on floor, like blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, like we're starting on floor. So we're going to practice it and practice and then we're going to adjust. And there's nothing, if we complain, that's not going to change anything. That's right. Just going to create a negative mindset and destroy the mental toughness that we've been building all season. So we're going to accept what is, adjust, adapt, and do our thing. Yes, floor is like our best event. You know, we are an insane floor team. But again, that's where we were like, you know, let's set the tone and keep the momentum going.
I think a lot of people feel like beam is a bad event to end on, but honestly, a lot of the last couple of national championships have been won on beam. So like maybe yeah. This is the new standard going forward. Maybe you want to end on beam.
I literally think I saw that like on Twitter.
Yeah.
Really after we won the national championship, it was like a compilation of like all the dismounts that like won the national championship. And I'm like, dang, that really did happen. Like it is a like ending on beam, like
word on the street. If you finish on beam, you're winning.
Literally. Everyone's going to be praying for that rotation order from now on. That's going to be the new Olympic order.
Right. But it's funny because I feel like otherwise, like you would not want that.
No,
you would not want that rotation. But people in recent years have made the best out of it.
Exactly. I think that beam can sometimes be a big make it or break it event. But again, like our beam team was just so strong and so confident going in. It was just like brush it right off our shoulders. We're like, we have to do beam anyway. Like, who cares if we're starting, ending, or middling it, you know? It's like, We're going to do our job.
See, I kind of felt like this season, vault was the make it or break it event. I always said whoever sticks the most vaults or has, like, the best vaults
right.
is the team that wins. So, right.
Yeah, honestly, that is a big one. That is very true. Valid.
So I want to ask about your beam routine in particular. First of all, do we have your permission to joke about the beam routine because the meat went in your guys' favor?
Absolutely. 100%. I was joking about it immediately.
I'm like, we have to roast you. I'm sorry.
No, literally, please give it to me because I've been roasting myself. I literally got off and I was like, or like once we won, I like, saved energy towards my team and like all of that stuff. But after we won, I was like, honestly, that was way better than going out with a 985 on beam. Like, I'm glad that the rest of the team like had my back and hit. But like that was like iconic. Like that was something. It was something.
You gotta keep people on their toes. You gotta make things interesting. We love that about
Exactly.
you.
I
It's
just kept
like,
saying, I'm like, I was really trying to test the pressure of the rest of the beam lineup. I wanted to like make sure that they're like on their game.
you wanted to make sure that they were like gonna earn it. You know what I mean? Like, you guys were gonna earn it that day.
Exactly. Like, who would have known? Like, if I would have gone up there and had like a good beam routine or like not done that, then the rest of the beam routines like could have had like less pressure and they might have been like mid. They wouldn't have been. Like, our beam team is absolutely
No.
incredible. But like, I just have just been trusting. Like, everything happens for a reason. And that just made the story that much better.
Yeah, well, the routine itself was like amazing. It was just that one
Yeah.
little thing, and I'm like, I was watching you and you were not flipping, so I was like, okay, I can look away for a second because she's not like doing gymnastics. And then I look back over and you're like hanging on the bottom of the beam like a sloth, and I'm like, what happened? What did she do?
Literally, that's what everyone was saying. They were like, I looked over to see like the other event and I looked back and Sav was just dangling from the beam. Jay like said he like looked down to like sip his water and then like heard something and then looked up and I'm like fighting to get back out the beam. He's like, what the heck happened?
Yeah, I was like texting all of our like group chats, and I'm like, did anyone see what happened? Like, I didn't think she was doing any like gymnastics. I
What?
thought like maybe you did a full turn or something and I missed it, but then you did your full turn right after that, and I'm like, okay, so what did she do? She just like fell.
I was like joking with the whole like team too. I'm like, technically we didn't have a single wobble on beam. No wobbles.
No, that's valid. You didn't. There was no
I didn't
wobbles.
wobble.
So like what? Like, can you even say like what happened? Did like, I mean, does that happen often? Like freak accidents or like what?
Never. That is literally never happened to me in my life. Okay. I think when I came up, like, I don't know. I literally don't know. Like, I don't know if it was my shoulder or my back that was like a little off centered, and I stood up a little too quickly because it's just like something that I do. It's like the simplest thing in my routine. Like, it's dance. It's part of my choreo that I do 30 times a day and like all
Yeah.
of this stuff. So I like just stood up fast like I normally do, but I guess I was just a little happened to be a tiny bit off and flew right over. I was like,
Freak
I'm not going
accident.
down though. My feet are not touching this mat.
Yeah. You fought it. So
Gave it
respect.
all I had.
So going into that routine, were you thinking at all about the fact that like this was your last time doing gymnastics, at least in that type of setting?
Did. Yeah. Every event, I was like, I really tried not to think about it because I was just, again, trying to stay so present and not put too much pressure of like, this is my last routine. But I did like acknowledge that because I wanted to like soak in the moment and truly like remember everything. So like before like every event, I just like was talking to myself and I'm like, I'm so thankful to be here. Like, this is so incredible. Like, such an amazing opportunity. Just kind of like reminding myself how cool that is and how so many people dream of making it to competing day two of nationals, like competing for their team's national championship. And so like I was just trying to like remind myself of how special that was. But like in the back of my head, I was like, this is my last fall. Like, let's go do it. Like, let's have fun. Like, enjoy it. It was
Yeah.
definitely in like the back of my mind.
Well, especially with how competitive things are, I think things are getting like increasingly more competitive. I feel like you can't take being in the finals for granted. So just being there in that moment with your team, and then also having the possibility, like a real possibility of winning a national championship and having that be your last meet ever, I feel like it couldn't get better than that.
Yeah, 100%. Honestly, I would not have wanted to end any other way. It was just greater than anything I could have imagined, even with my sloth on beam. Like,
It's gonna live on forever.
it will. It really will. It's going to be a great story.
It's your legacy.
Literally, literally.
So, what was it like watching the rest of your teammates go up after you and bring it home?
Oh my gosh. When I tell you, I was like sobbing, like absolutely like ugly crying. I don't think I've ever cried like that in my life. Maybe during like Marley and Me. And I'm like every time I just like vividly remember, specifically Kaya's routine. Every single skill she hit, she was so sharp with it. And every time she hit it, I just sobbed even more. I'm like, yes. Just like bawling so hard. I'm like, I really hope there's no TVs, like screens on me right now, because the veins are popping. Eyes are bloodshot red. I look like, I don't even want to know what I looked like. Like,
so you were crying the whole time?
The entire time. I couldn't stop. It was like uncontrollable.
But the team rallied though, because to be able to go up in that pressure situation, a national title is literally on the line. Like, this is the moment that you guys have worked your entire lives for, literally. And it hinges on four routines needing to hit.
Well, three after.
Well, no, because it was Connor, Kaya, Haley, and Aaliyah.
Right. Okay.
So I feel like for the team to hit on Beam in that type of pressure is extremely iconic. Because I feel like Beam for you guys this season was kind of like shaky at various points. But right. As the season went on, you guys got more and more confidence. And I feel like to end between semifinals and then in finals with that dominant Beam performance, just have to shout out the team there, because that was absolutely iconic.
I would pass out. I don't know how you guys kept it together.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be breathing.
Yeah, I am surprised I did not pass out. Like, I think I was seeing stars at one point. I think I blacked out at one point, but I, above all, I cried and hugged everybody. But yeah, no, it's like, it's incredible what the rest of that lineup did. Like, kudos to them forever. I know that Aaliyah like sealed the deal for us being in that anchor spot, but like kudos to those other three girls, because they had a job to do as well. And that was like on them. And if they didn't do their jobs, you know, like it was just as much on them as it was on Aaliyah. And that's a ton of pressure at such a high level. And so like, especially for like Connor as a freshman competing right after that happened.
Connor's been so clutch.
We talk about it all the time. We just say, like, your consistency is unreal, and we know what we're going to get from you every time you go up, no matter if someone gets a 10 before you or someone gets an 8.5 before you, you know, like, yeah. You stay the same, which is so cool, and she competes so maturely.
Yeah, to see that from a freshman is, like, right. Extremely rare.
Extremely impressive.
So at what point did you guys realize that you had actually done it? Because I had heard that in the arena, like, the scores weren't showing. I don't know how true that is, but at what point did you guys actually know for sure that you had done it?
So they took the scores down with about, I think, two routines left on each event. And we, like, looked up, we're like, what the heck? Like, where the scores go? But
was it an error? Why the heck did they do that?
I think they did it, like, for suspense, like, for the drama, for the plot.
That's annoying.
I was like, this is cruel. Like, we're, like, sitting there, like, sweating, crying, throwing up, like, oh, my gosh. But we basically knew, like, after Aaliyah landed her dismount, like we had like 995 after 995, like insanity. And so we kind of knew that no one else was doing that. And we knew that we were trailing going into the last rotation. But again, we knew that we like exceeded what we like needed to get. Not that any of us necessarily knew like the score that we needed. Mm-hmm. I think we just all kind of knew just from how good we did. Like it was amazing, but we were all kind of like celebrating. And then, like, the coaches kind of knew, but then the scores weren't up. So then Jay came over and was like, hey, guys, like, we don't know yet. It's not official. And so then we all kind of, like, simmered down a little bit. We're like, okay, you're right. Like, the scores aren't up. And then Jay just comes over and just screams, like, yes! And then we all just, like, go ballistic. And that's when, like, the score came up and, like, LSU champions and everything. So, so surreal. So bittersweet.
And what about that moment when they're bringing the trophy over to you guys and you finally get to see it, hold it? What is that like?
Oh my gosh, like I can't even put it into words. It's just such a dream come true. But like, it makes me start tearing up now. Like, it's just everything that like me and like all my teammates have ever worked for in our entire lives. And like, I literally don't think I'll ever be able to describe like the emotions that like seeing them bring the trophy over and like us holding it and lifting it up. Like, oh my gosh, that's going to be a core memory for the rest of my life. Like, I don't know how any day could ever top that.
And it's like, not only did you work so hard for that moment, but the entire team. And I feel like LSU, they always say like the best team to have never won.
Right.
So it's like this entire, like, it's a whole narrative that follows LSU. It's followed LSU. And so for you to even be a part of that team that finally brought it home in the history books forever.
So special. And it makes it even more special because not only is everyone on my team, like, just the most incredible athletes, but They're genuinely, and like, I do not say this lightly, like genuinely the greatest humans I have like ever encountered, including the coaches and all the staff. It's just, it's so amazing to be loved and to love so deeply and to share that moment with those amazing humans. Like, it just made it all that much more special.
And it's so crazy too, just like watching you guys through the TV, you can see the connection and the bond that you guys have. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's something that's so different than any other team out there.
I remember we were talking to Jay, we did an interview with him in the preseason. I remember saying like that you guys, you seemed like you were like a really special team. And I think gymnastics wise, like obviously you're all incredibly talented. So like gymnastics wise, duh. But I also think it's that there's something about the personalities on the team, the chemistry, just building off of what the team did last season and then adding people in who we also knew had amazing personalities like you. And it just, yeah, I feel like you could just sense that there was something really, really special about this team. In some way, this felt like destiny, I feel like. And it sounds weird to say that because all season long, we're like, Oklahoma's going to win because Oklahoma's doing Oklahoma things, but anything right. can happen. And something about this moment did in some way just feel like right. And I don't know if you guys felt that within your team, but I feel like as an outsider, I had that vibe. I'm pretty sure we even said it on the podcast at one point. I totally believe that you guys could win. Like the talent on the team, the way you guys work together. If there was any year that you guys were going to do it, I feel like it would be this year. Like it was just, it felt like everything was aligning for this moment.
Right. 100%. Yeah. I think just that like gut feeling ever since I stepped foot at LSU and became a part of the team, we just knew. And we talked about it like occasionally, but we would be just be like, we just have a feeling like something about this team, like something about this group. There's just something different. Like no one else has ever felt this with a group before. And like we had this gut feeling that this is it, like this is our year. And then for that to actually happen, it's like manifestation matched with hard work and talent, and it just like all came together. It's just like the perfect storybook.
So did you guys go home that night or did you stay in Fort Worth and party?
We stayed in Fort Worth. We all hung out together. We went down to the lobby and hung out with all of our families and friends, and like a bunch of fans came over, so we got to meet a lot of people. Oh my gosh, it was literally such a blast. And then we like went to our team room and took a bunch of pictures with the trophies and everything. And it was honestly like so overwhelming. There were so many people, but it was like just such a cool feeling. And to have that support from so many fans that have just supported us along the way that we don't even know personally, that aren't in our personal lives, but we feel connected with because they support us like we are family. Like it's so cool to have that. So yeah, we celebrated with them and then came back the next morning.
And then one of our Patreon supporters, Taryn, she wants to know your favorite moment from the weekend. Obviously winning, but like if you had to pinpoint a certain moment or memory that is just going to live on in your brain forever, what would that be?
I mean, obviously the winning moment. Like that is going to live rent-free in my head for the rest of my life. But I think another moment is when we went back to the arena on the first day on Thursday, and Haley and Aaliyah won the national championship for floor and all around. That was just like, I felt like such a proud mom, and just watching them and their accomplishments and their hard work pay off. And they are so team oriented and so selfless. And oh my gosh, like just the most incredible freaking humans. And like everything they do is for the team. And they competed not to win those titles, but to get us to Saturday. And getting us to Saturday came along with them winning those titles. And so to see them be recognized and be the best in the nation was so special. And I'll definitely remember that.
That's so sweet.
It was so special. It was so amazing.
And by the way, I have to shout out Aaliyah for the best floor routine I feel like I've ever seen her do. That floor routine was like unreal. And then Haley being Haley, I mean, like, come on. The things that she's done this season. Haley had a weekend, okay?
She has had a year.
Yeah.
Like, she's had a career. Like,
yeah, all of the things.
She's had a life. She's had a really great gymnastics life in terms of her accomplishments, you know? Oh my gosh, she's not human. Just simply, I watch her in amazement. Like, just in practice, I'm like, when was the last time you fell? I'm like, when was the last time you messed up?
Right. When was the last time you weren't perfect?
Like, what's your secret? What are you eating? I'm going to come home with you. We're having a sleepover. Like, what are you putting in your coffee? Because I need it. Goat milk, apparently.
Yeah. That's the key to success. The goat milk. So what's next for you? I mean, I'm sure this is a question you're going to be getting a lot in the coming weeks. When do you graduate? And then what's next?
Yeah, so I definitely still have a little bit of wiggle room of deciding kind of what I want to do next, because I don't graduate until August. So I'm definitely just going to kind of focus on finishing up this last degree. There's so many things that I want to do. I want to stay involved in sports. I would love to stay involved in gymnastics, but from like coaching to commentating to social media to the NIL space, there's so many things that I'm super like interested in that I could see myself doing. So I think I'm going to kind of pick a path and stick with that for a little bit, but then maybe dabble with the others and just see where I end up and what I like best.
So many doors are going to open for you, you know, going forward. So we're excited for you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
And we're so proud of you too. Like, just to see this, I don't know, to see your career end this way. Like, I just don't even have words.
Had one of my, I think were my first interview after I transferred to LSU.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We got you quick.
A full circle moment, like first interview going to LSU, first interview ending at LSU. Like,
yeah,
I love it.
Love it. Full circle.
Yes. Honestly.
Is there anything that you wanted to add that we like didn't ask you about?
I'm just so thankful for just the positivity and support from the Gymternet and like just how optimistic everybody was about LSU and our team and the kind things that they've said. And I know that there's always going to be negativity out there, but it's always outweighed by the positivity. And I honestly believe there's way more positivity, at least on my end, that I've seen. And I'm just super thankful for that. And it's like, it's really cool to see how many people I've been able to inspire and touch throughout my collegiate career. And it's just something that I'll forever be thankful for. And I thank you guys for allowing me to have this platform and like give me opportunities like this to continue to share stories and highlight the sport of gymnastics and everything. So thank you guys.
Yeah, always, always. You're always welcome on the show. Also, I thought of one more question. I just thought of this. The hype videos and all the incredible people that you guys had doing the voiceover. What the heck?
Insane. Actually insane. We always watch the hype videos in our team meeting before we would leave for the arenas. And oh my gosh, that is also going to be another core memory because we all just get so hyped. Like we're screaming. I'm surprised we don't have like countless noise complaints that we probably do have noise complaints at every because we're like, yes, like Flage came on and like Justin Jefferson and we're like literally screaming our like heads off. It was
so good. I'm not on your team. I was fired up. So was I. I had like chills beforehand. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Right. We all had chills and like we would watch it like twice through and like still have the same reaction both times. Like it was the first time seeing it.
Wait, so did you guys genuinely not know who was doing it? I saw your TikTok where you were like asking everybody who they thought it was going to be, but do you really have like no idea who's doing
it? I have no idea. It's always a surprise.
Well, that's fine.
It's so cool. It's honestly like the coolest thing. And I don't know if any other team does it. I don't think I've ever seen any other team do it.
Not that I remember.
Aspect, and it makes it like so much more special because it's like so many communities are coming in and cheering us on and want to support us. And it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. You guys are onto something over there at LSU.
Sure. 100%. They know what they're doing. That's for sure.
Well, thank you so, so much for taking the time to come chat with us and congratulations once again. We're so happy that you got to end your career this way.
Well, thank you guys so much. It means the world. I really appreciate it.
Natty Champ for life.
Yes, for life, forever.
That does it for this week's episode. We hope you all enjoyed it. And of course, we have to say thank you again to Sav for coming on and finding time to talk with us in her very, very busy schedule. Congratulations on a successful career. We are so proud of you and congratulations to the LSU gymnastics team as well. If you need your gymnastics fix now that college gymnastics is over, the American Classic is this Saturday, and Gabby Douglas, among others like Jade Carey and Jocelyn Robertson, will be competing at the American Classic, and it's being streamed on FlipNow, which is USA Gymnastics streaming service, which I think most people know by now, but if you're interested in watching that competition, there is a live stream, and it's Saturday at 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time for the junior women, and then the senior women go at 2:45 Eastern Time, and that is on Flip Now.
And we might have an episode next week talking about it, or we may not. It kind of depends, so
stay tuned.
Yes. We hope you guys have an amazing week. Thanks for sticking with us all through NCAA season, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye.
Bye.